set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye. Open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no one left here in the dark. You can't arrest an idea whose time has come. 'Cause they don't
everybody. Welcome to Vaccine Free America. I am your host, Sally Alcordi, and my guest tonight is Ingrid Castle. Ingrid's website is vaclib.org, V-A-C-L-I-B.org, and she conducts the interview program directly after mine called Immunize Wisely with a Z, Wisely with a Z, and she'll be coming on at 8 o'clock and right before we get off, I'm sure she'll promote her guest coming up. However, she is my guest this evening. Welcome, Ingrid Castle.
Hi, Sally. I'm glad to be here. I actually wanted to, you know, talk to you because you have so much to share. So I think we're going to end up going back and forth quite a bit because you're really doing the activism while I'm in the process of moving. And so I'm, you know, kind of on hold until I get moved in April. So that's kind of where I'm at. But obviously, I've been pretty distracted with this whole latest pandemic of the coronavirus. And so, yeah, that was my first clue that 5G was unleashed. I knew right away that 5G was going to be a big issue. And sure enough, it started in October 31st, and cases started happening soon after October 31st. I mean, people started experiencing all kinds of stuff. But it's more than just the 5G, because that is a layer on top of 4G. And there's an excellent February 22nd YouTube that Dana Ashley put out, and it's on her channel, Dana Ashley. And I will go ahead and try to pull up the chat room and do that to try to get it on, you know, get it posted. Anyway, I feel like everyone needs to see that, especially after my guest last week was Martin Paul. And Dr. Paul just spoke Thursday night, and it was interesting because I did miss John Rappaport's excellent coverage of this, and he kept missing the 5G connection, and I was like, you know, sometime, at some point, that's going to come around, and he's going to get it. And so, sure enough, his latest post is about 5G, but he's also, as you pointed out, he's also covered really great stuff on the vaccine, you know, what the corona vaccine is going to look like and how it's going to be literally working in tandem with 5G. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So the whole coronavirus fakery, there, you know, if we go back to the virus rabbit hole, a virus, the root word is poison. So somehow they're using the coronavirus as a cover for a mass poisoning. So, you know, in John Rappaport's sequence, it was, you know, massive air pollution was certainly an issue there. And then they had 4G and then 5G, but Ron Rappaport never quite covered that or the biological weapon that was likely released. And there's a top military intelligence Chinese, you know, Communist Party official that he decided to actually speak out. And he didn't care anymore because he had special masks, and him and his wife, because they were very important. They're way high up in the party. And Wuhan was his area to deal with the, you know, epidemic there. And he saw such horrifying examples of inhumanity to his fellow man. And then he had a son, and his son wasn't given the protection that he and his wife had. And so his son started getting sick. And so, you know, with a biological weapon on top of all this, he explains it pretty good. So, you know, I just want to go ahead and get those posted in the blog. That seems to be, if the blog is active, let's see. I'm not sure if your blog is active right now. I'm waiting for it to start. But anyway, I wanted people to, you know, definitely go to vaccinefreeamerica.chatandgo.com just so you can at least access the links, because I think it's really important, because between John Rappaport and what Dana is saying and what this guy, this official in China, is saying, they all smack of this is the real poop, you know. And you know, and it's interesting because it really ties in together, you know, how we all run after one cause, and it's never about one cause. It's always several things playing out together. And this massive radiation of people really needs to be looked at. I mean, most people are not affected now by 4G, but we're getting more and more people showing hypersensitivity. I certainly have it. And many people I know have it. We have a whole group based on that, and they don't like to use hypersensitivity anymore. We're looking at changing our group name because it makes it like you're a cuckoo person. So you have to just say electromagnetic sensitivity, or frankly, it's microwave. I mean, all of this radiation is a form of microwave energy. You wouldn't put your head in a microwave oven, would you? Well, this is the same kind of thing that we're, you know, having deployed all across the globe with satellites up in space. It's just shocking, really shocking. So anyhow, you are planning a whole bunch of events, Sally.
Yes, I am.
Would you like me to tell you
tomorrow
about
it? Is a really big one.
Yeah, it is. But it's an event that everybody can do exactly where they live, on Main Street where they live, and that is to take an empty stroller and put some information on the seat. You can go to my blog, which is Child Survival Advocates. blogspot.com. It's plural, childsurvivaladvocates.blogspot.com, and click on the 2020 Year of Clarity About Disparity on Vaccines. And this is the Vaccine Clarity Tour. And one of the events among 20, and Ingrid will be conducting one herself in her birthday month. And basically, I'm asking people to take actions on their birthdays, but this is for everyone to take everywhere on Main Street. And we want to educate people about the level of death in our infants. We are, mm-hmm. you know, number 68 in survival on day of birth, and we're number 20-something overall in developed countries for the first year of life. So this is about infant mortality, even though many children die later on in life. But the majority of the children we are seeing die are as infants. They're not as I say, don't worry about autism. Your child will not live long enough to get autism, because the 2-month shots, the 4-month shots, the 6-month shots, they're going after kids, giving 5 needles at once. And there's a paper from the pediatric handbook that shows you how to give 7 shots in one visit to an infant. Uh-huh. And they're getting 33 doses in the first year of life, all told. And the kids are dying. In my day, if I got 3 shots, all told, for my whole childhood, that would have been a lot. Now they're giving 7 in one visit. As you know, so this is when the kids are dying at their monthly visits. They have a 2-month, a 4-month, and a 6-month shots, and this is completely correlates with when the children are dying. Now, the coroners have no way of reporting this. They're not allowed to associate it with vaccines. And I've been on the phone with my legislators saying, could you put a box on the coroner's report? He can check. There are things that he checks on his report. One of those boxes could be perhaps they could fill in a date of the most recent immunization. Because otherwise, why would children be dying at exactly 2, 4, and 6 months, which is when their shots are. Anyway, we have to call attention to this, because Vera Scheibner said back in as far back as 2010, as many as 15% of our infants are dying. And even if you want to take the conservative number of 10%, that's 1 in 10 children infants dying, not 1 in 1,000, not 1 in 100,000, mm-hmm. not 1 in 100, 1 in 10. And let me just tell you, this is not easy. What I'm asking everybody to do is not easy. And I'm giving you plenty of information. By the time I get off, I'll make sure I have 4 different blogs on infant mortality. If you can imagine, just on the issue of infant mortality, and more on the empty stroller walks and all the coverage we got the first time we did it. We got a lot of articles were written about this, and that was back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. I will arm you with all the information you need, and all you have to do tomorrow is do it. Hit Main Street with an empty stroller, or at least a picture from the pediatrician's handbook showing multiple shots being administered to infants at once. That is a great conversation opener, okay? But you will have as much as you need to do a great job.
Right. I mean, you've done such a great job making it easy for people to access this information, make it user-friendly, share it with others. I mean, it's all right there. And if you need more scientific backing, she has that too. So there's plenty of science showing the vaccine fraud, because it is absolute fraud. The whole virus stuff has been disproven. I mean, Stephen Lonka, got the Supreme Court, or the equivalent in Germany, to concede that there's no proof that the measles virus actually exists. So we're always talking about these viruses when there's a whole lot of stuff that is, they clearly don't understand how the body works, and it goes on and on. But it's really a huge hoax, the whole vaccine paradigm, which is why I have Free Your Mind from the Vaccine Paradigm. You know, it's not a little microbe or a virus that's going to take us down. It's always a mass poisoning, and that is what's going on in China. I wanted to just, cover that a little bit. And Dana, I did post all that at vaccinefreeamerica.com. chatandgo.com, all the 3 links that I wanted to be able to talk about some. What Dana Ashley brought out is at the 20-minute mark on her 57-minute video, it's actually more like a 21, but anyhow, they built, and it was recently completed, I think a year ago or so, 13 years to finish the world's largest radio telescope. And it definitely has military uses. And it's 5 times the size of New York City. Now, this is huge because it's right in the same province as where Wuhan is. So, and that whole province was affected. So it's huge. It might be up in the mountains, but it's not like they're not being affected. And we're talking about 60 gigahertz millimeter wave. We're talking about that on top of 4G. It penetrates concrete. It penetrates, you know, everything. I mean, there's literally no escape. And we have satellites from above to make sure that the whole planet is saturated with this millimeter wave. It's interesting that every single country that has reported cases of what they're saying is coronavirus is they all have initiated 5G. Now, what makes this difference than regular pneumonia? This is things she brought out, which I thought was very interesting. She brought out all the symptoms. It starts out with a fever. Then you have things like shortness of breath, your skin starts turning blue, rapid breathing, a dry cough. There's no phlegm. So they can't say pneumonia because pneumonia always is accompanied with phlegm. So it's something else here. You have a dry cough, acute respiratory syndrome, acute cardiac injury, acute kidney injury, shock. And just prior to death, she didn't mention this, but she showed in the video some of these bodies in Wuhan where, you know, they're twitching. They're having, you know, multiple seizures prior to death. So this is also symptoms of severe radiation poisoning also. So, I mean, you just need to get that really clear. If you heard Martin Paul's talk at Gonzaga University on Thursday in Spokane, which was excellent, you understand some of these biological mechanisms of how this works. And he's actually now living in Portland, and he went to the city council and tried to have 5G stop there. But the money is too good, apparently. They're all bought off. And so unless he can stop it in some other means, he's actually considering moving. But the unfortunate thing is there's literally no place to go. So unless we are really into the Q plan, I'm serious. I'm like, This looks like a losing battle. A lot of people are going to my guest that I had on, Susan Clark. She seems to have many of the answers and to stop it with an environmental protection assessment report called the NEPA. Any towers, any place where they put anything, you know, whether it's 4G or 5G, has to go through a review. And none of these places have gone through the review necessary to place any of these towers, whether it's 4G or the little towers called 5G, with the 60 gigahertz millimeter waves. And what I found really interesting in the article you highlighted, that was February 27th from John, and he says it was based on the research of Annie Logical. So she's obviously trying to hide her name, but she does really deep research. And her article is Coronavirus Fakery and the Link to 5G Testing. And I found it absolutely fascinating. Coronavirus vaccine is a source of dangerous invasion. So there, you know, Martin Paul talks about the pulsation of these waves, and that's whatever all the researchers say. That okay, we're coming up on a break. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with Vaccine Free America and Angry Castle, our guest.
Little light shines so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, this is Sally Elcordy, and you're listening to Vaccine Free America on republicbroadcasting.org. Ingrid was talking about Annie Logical's report that John Rappaport had written about, and it is a very interesting finds that she has come up with. I was hoping she could join our conversation, but obviously I contacted her too late to achieve that. But Ingrid, please go on.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just seeing all this stuff in the chat. You know, people, you know, really think that, you know, somehow a colloidal silver oregano is... No, this is totally different. I mean, when you're exposed to radiation, I don't care how much colloidal silver you do or oregano P73. You know, I even see it when I'm dealing with people with cancer. I see that they're in stage 4 cancer, and yet they're in a wireless house. They're using a wireless mouse. They never turn off their router, and that you simply can't recover. So you need to do all the health stuff, that for sure. You know, you want to do colon cleansing and all that kind of stuff. You want to make sure that you're healthy, you know, basic physical health. But if you're going to constantly bombard your cells with radiation and then moving up to 5G, it's 60 gigahertz, you know, there's not a chance. I mean, you know, what we're seeing here is everyone that was diagnosed with this alleged coronavirus, it's not like a flu. This is like serious radiation sickness. There's a lot more to it. Thank you, Merv Bailey, for posting Henry Mackow, who I just adore. I'm sure he's on it too. So, you know, we can see that. I mean, some people are saying, and I guess Trump at a rally was saying that, you know, the coronavirus is, you know, kind of a deep state thing. It is for sure, you know, feeds Big Pharma. There's all kinds of, you know, scuttlebutt that this was planned. They talked about it in the fall, you know, blah, blah, blah. It still doesn't minimize the veracity of Corona Unmasked, the military Chinese intelligence officer, what he revealed, the magnitude of it. Because, you know, we have some cell phones that are doing video footage there that is horrendous enough. And so it does link to the whole, you know, at the bottom of the article I posted at ufospotlight.wordpress.com, it does have links to some video footage that's helpful. And yes, that is a huge thing, is the oxygen deprivation at the cell level. Thank you, Ken, for reminding me. I, you know, that was all coming up in my face, you know, a week ago too. I did a search. There's a lot of great articles I can go ahead and post on that too. Just that radiation does affect the cell's ability to uptake oxygen. So, and we're talking about any kind of radiation, but this particular type of shortwave 5G radiation is just taking it to another level. Like I said, it is on top of 4G. So, yeah, when you can't get cells inside the basic cells of your own body, you are going to get shortness of breath, rapid breathing. Your skin's going to get blue, you know, from lack of oxygen, arrhythmia, acute respiratory syndrome, acute cardiac injury, acute kidney injury, you know, and shock. Yeah, your body's going into shock. And then, you know, before you die, it's going to be seizures. I mean, people will die from this unless they can get out of the hot zone. But, you know, in China, all their hospitals went 5G. So all the equipment is, you know, all of their life-saving devices are all operating on 5G. So, you know, and they're somehow don't seem to be very dialed in to the whole thing. So, yeah, this account I found very moving, because I guess they somehow did not see it coming, and they thought, you know, what do they say, a better future with technology. That's kind of, you know, let's have it, you know, better and faster and more. And, you know, we have we have Arthur Furstenberg's book about, you know, the history of electricity, and, you know, electricity itself is not even healthy. We have dirty electricity, and then we went further from that. You know, it jars the molecules, as Ken said. Gosh, I should just read my Skype and just whatever he says, shaking them, violent electrical vibration of molecules, and shakes them. And it's true. It absolutely does all that, Ken. Thank you, Ken. But yeah, it definitely, you know, we can't do enough earthing or getting out in the natural world just to recover from what we consider civilization. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, belabor the point too much. I just want people to be aware. And if you can, you know, lead up the team to stop 5G in your city, I would strongly encourage you to do that. Our group is getting more and more active. People are sounding the alarm when Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is, you know, kind of a bedroom community to Spokane, Washington, when they announced that they were, the city council passed that they were going to go 5G. Spokane has already has all the infrastructure in place. Some people say it's live right now. It's very alarming, especially in light of all the alleged coronavirus deaths in 5G cities that are happening throughout the world, and huge protests in Germany. Germany started 5G, and the medical doctors started seeing such a change in their patients and them dying so rapidly that they sounded the alarm and took to the streets and are trying to stop it. So when the doctors in Germany are doing that, you know that you don't want that here either. This is probably the biggest assault on our biology. You know, we usually talk about vaccines, but in most cases, we can avoid someone assaulting us with a needle. I didn't have that opportunity when I was young. I was literally assaulted with a needle. And we do hear these stories, Sally, is tons of these stories of, you know, literally children being assaulted, taken from their parents. I mean, you know, forget informed consent. I mean, it's just not happening. This is like a weapon. You know, these needles filled with this fluid are a weapon. And they think nothing of, you know, just violating your rights and those of your children. So we definitely need to stop that. But this is blanketing the entire country, affecting birds, bees, animals, plant life. I mean, you know, it doesn't get any worse than that when you have all of the biological life around you and you being affected. So I would say, you know, if you're not active on this issue now, you better start getting active and you know, getting all your Patriot friends together to put a halt to this and re-listen to Susan Clark's program on this. She is one busy lady. She's helping people all over the country successfully stop this in their cities. And I know in Idaho, where I live, next Sunday, we're having a four-hour workshop. We're paying her for, we're putting her on a landline phone, and everyone's taking detailed notes. So when we're trying to get more people to come. We have people traveling from Spokane and different places for that workshop on the 8th of March. So people are getting active because they realize, you know, what's the point of permaculture? What's the point of healthy living, creating biochar or anything? You know, what's the point of any of it if we're all dying from being microwaved to death? So that's kind of where we're at, Sally. I hate to be the gloom and doom bringer. I really am not into fear porn at all. I have a higher power
picture
in my life, and you do too.
It's the
but
big picture,
yeah, people
Avery.
Need to see. Yeah, people need to see how this is probably the worst disaster ever. Is the unleashing of 5G, and we were alarmed. You know, we have, you know, thousands of doctors have signed, you know, their alarm. You know, we're talking physicists, scientists that know how dangerous this is. Well, they don't care. They're just pushing it on through. And they actually don't have the legal authority to do so. And that's where Susan Clark's information comes in loud and clear, where you can halt them by understanding, you know, the rules that they have to follow, even in a corporate universe. There are rules in place that they have ignored, and you can get it on and halt it today. As soon as you notify them that they're not following the rules that they were supposed to follow. So I think that's really important.
As with vaccination, Ingrid, I always tell people, if you don't understand that people dying is depopulation, perhaps you'll understand that sterility as a result is a depopulation, and they always get that. And the same goes for these microwave radiation. They are causing people's infertility. So if you don't get the other, realize if you cannot procreate, that is depopulation.
Right. It's absolutely true. We have record numbers of prostate cancers and in older people. But I heard it first. A young man in his 20s. And I don't get around that much, but I'm friends with his wife. And they have two beautiful young children. And anyway, she told me that her husband had testicular cancer in his 20s, and he always had his laptop, a wireless laptop, on his lap, radiating his testicles. And so he somehow they were able to have two children after he had one of his testicles removed. So I'm thinking, wow, that's interesting, you know, that I think that the other testicle is damaged too, that they're, you know, the DNA and the sperm is altered. But the children, yeah, they've been affected by a lot of things for sure. But yeah, I'm trying to pull her in on this whole issue that it's huge and they need to stop it. She wasn't able to go see Martin Paul, but yeah, I'm just like, this is a really big issue. And well, people need to pay attention. I mean, they're children's brains.
They've been saying for quite a while that if you keep your cell phone in your front pocket, that that would cause you, cause sterility in men. So the fact that 5G would have a similar effect is not surprising if you realize that. That's why I'm linking it to sterility and to population thusly, and the fact that we have no more bees. Bees were put on the extinct species list last year, or the year before, even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we are not at 5G yet.
Yeah, well, actually, it is going live in different areas of the country. And I had some friends here, and they had a meter, and I'm actually in a really quiet place, but the Acousticom meter and there's an Acoustimeter and Acousticom 2 meter. I have an Acousticom 2. It's smaller. It does the exact same readings, but it fits in my purse, and it's not as expensive. Well, I was told that our meters do not read 5G, so these people got on Amazon. At the break, I'll go ahead and pull up the Amazon page. I'll try to find it. Anyhow, they're about $110, I think, and it will read the short millimeter waves. So they brought their meter into my house, and this woman is extremely sensitive. They left Illinois, and she says, "You have 5G right here." And, you know, I wouldn't doubt it, you know, because the whole sky is blanketed with these satellite dishes. So, you know, what do you do? There's really no escape. So that's why it's important to not have it activated on the ground and try to disable these. And unfortunately, we can do as only so much on the ground. It's going to take, you know, the military and Trump to protect the entire country from the satellites in space. And disable those. So I would, you know, I know a lot of people that are writing President Trump. You know, you can go to whitehouse.gov and write him a letter. And if enough people flood him with reasons to halt 5G, it'll happen.
I can't.
We don't know how soon.
I wrote him so many letters to outlaw vaccines in 2017 that I cannot access the whitehouse.gov or donaldjtrump.com. I just thought, you know, and I got 800 other people to write to him, too, to outlaw vaccines. You know, he talked the talk. I'd like to see him walk the walk.
Yep, I totally agree with you. I just know that he survived 27 assassination attempts, and the deep state has wanted to depopulate this planet for a long time. And so, I mean, the deep state in this country was like a key to the deep state networks worldwide, and it's a huge monumental task to do it lawfully and judiciously and be able to actually live and not get taken out. I mean, if you have control of the entire world's money system, you have the United Nations housed right in New York City. I mean, this country has protected the evildoers for a long time. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, you know, serious, you know, the big heads of this evil conglomerate world worldwide has been, you know, has their stashes all over this country. So, I mean, I have to just have faith that something's going to give soon, that those indictments are going to be unsealed and stuff is going to start happening, because this is too much of an assault on our biology to live through this. You know, we'd have to, you know, walk around in some kind of protective gear all the time. And I still question whether that protective gear is going to protect you from 5G. I know Martin Paul seems to think so, but I have a hard time believing that most protective gear is going to withstand that level.
I would like to give a shout out to Maine in their effort to overturn the removal of exemptions by ballot initiative, not ballot initiative, by referendum. By referendum, they got 93,000 signatures, which is almost a tenth of the population, and that's a tenth of the population including children. So it might be a fifth of the population not including children. So I'm just saying they have an opportunity on March 3rd to reinstate philosophical and religious exemptions to vaccination, and I pray that they do. And I've offered four times to go up to Maine and help them. I really see this as a make or break and setting a new standard, you know. And then I'm going to do everything I can do to get a referendum capability in New York. We don't even have that here.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Well, that I would have
to do. I
think
we need to do everything we can.
That I would have to do by ballot initiative in order to get a referendum. Mm-hmm. And then once we've got the referendum, boy, I've got a laundry list of bills I'd like to overturn.
Yeah, I think you can also do a more simple route by making sure that all of the towers have gone through a NEPA review. NEPA. You can look at it, epa.gov/NEPA. And if they haven't, then you can stop it, you know, cease and desist letters, you know. But, you know, there's a whole method of going in there, and, you know, you have a right to review the file where they did their application for their towers, all that stuff. And if it's T-Mobile, you know, they have to apply with the government officials, the county or the city. So there's methods at hand. Did you want to take a caller? Sally?
Do we have one? Oh, we have a caller. Okay. Welcome, Dr. Kelly. You're on with Ingrid Castle and Sally Olcordy.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your work. And I just wanted to frost the cake with these couple of facts. Remind folks about antennasearch.com, because what I found is I required my local hospital to do a survey and mail me the printout, and there are over 130 antennas at the local hospital, and they don't carry rattlesnake venom, and I'm in the mountains in what's called snake country by the Indians, and meaning Native American Indians, the real ones, and the left testicle produces sperm on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for example, and Sunday, and then the right one produces on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And my mentor, Dr. Tim Francis, out of the Las Vegas area, was able to fix one of my colleagues or one of our students who developed stage 4 testicular cancer, and he was able to save one so that they can reproduce. And thank you so much for your work. God bless you, ladies.
Do you have any questions about what Dr. Kelly said, Ingrid?
No, not at all. I actually totally agree. I mean, this is really, I think it's important, and I'm glad she brought up Antenna Search, because I have gone there many, many times. I posted that in the chat, that search, and I think people need to be aware of, you know, you can put an address, your home address, and find out where all the antennas are in a certain radius. And so, you know, like I did my daughter's address in Seattle and I couldn't even list them all. It was, you know, pretty concerning. Yeah.
Yeah. And then okay. A lot of the locations in Nevada County, California, were listed in hypertext as blank, B-L-A-N-K. And what I did was I went to public comment up in the town of Truckee, and I used the two-way video camera as a document camera, and I slowly brought the document up into the lens so it was on a giant screen 70 miles away at the county seat during a Board of Supervisors meeting. Ain't I a stinker?
Wow.
Get yeah. to know
so
you.
Thank Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you. God bless
That's
you. And
awesome.
Let you get back to the rest of the people. And, yeah, we need to the toll-free Capitol switchboard for Congress critters and senators is 877-762-8762. And there are operators there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you can't get your beauty sleep at night, you can certainly call your Washington, D.C. representative first.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly.
Wow, thank you.
We're going to take more.
Yeah, because, you know, we should – I'm sorry. I just feel like we should tie up the phone lines. You know, we should be making a concerted effort. Just take, you know, 5 minutes or less. Actually, what does a phone call take? If everyone – made it a point to call once a day, and the whole country did, it would jam their phone lines. And they need to hear from everyone that often.
Murr in Wisconsin, welcome.
Oh, thank you. It was interesting what Dr. Kelly said about the every other day thing, but really it depends on the female. And if you go to the rhythm method, which the Catholics were always good at, right? So, of course, it has to be... when it feels the best, too, but there's only about 4 days when the female is fertile. And there's like, you know, the mucus is like a egg white. So it can adhere and pull the sperm in. So, okay, to get graphic. But actually, this really helped, you know, a friend of mine I was sharing it with because her husband only had one testicle. And they hadn't had any children and they wanted some. And they had two after that.
Right.
Two healthy children.
Yeah,
so
and I think
it's
you know,
up to the women's fertility.
And good because
it's only 4 days. It's only about 4 days.
Okay, but I just wanted to mention that, you know, women are affected too. A lot of infertility from this happens in women.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not
and, you
just
know,
the men.
Something else we're not thinking about that Dr. Wynn Parker told us about was that they've been adding, you know how they add chlorine to water, right? And you know how in springtime they used to always warn everywhere, don't mix your old cleaners, you might mix ammonia and chlorine? They never warn that anymore because they purposely add ammonia to the chlorinated water, which makes deadly gas. And a lot of these elderly people that get pneumonia, it's from the steam in the shower. Okay?
Yes.
But even more than that, that's since 89, and in 98, they started fining municipalities $10,000. Per time if they didn't put ammonia in the chlorinated water. Yeah, there's, I'll post it in the chat room. There's
wow.
still a, yeah, you really need to read this. It's been translated several languages and passed all around, and, you know, we talk about it all the time. And John Holdren was a big part of that, which I think he may even still be a science advisor at the White House, but he's also wrote with the book with Paul Ehrlich and his wife, Anne. You know, they were talking about
right.
depopulating back in the 70s due to cold weather, which is really what's probably more
wow.
likely to happen. But it's all about depopulation. I mean, like Lark talks about, you know, depopulation and technology, technocracy. You know, those are the two things.
Right.
And like Dr. Paul says, they can pulse these weapons. They can even pulse the electricity in your house.
Right.
People are sensitive to that, too. You know, so anytime you can get
right.
away from all of it.
Well, thank you.
Can I just
Mara.
Say one?
I wanted to, you know, I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
I just want to tell you one more thing, that there is no cold and flu season. There is a sugar or high fructose corn syrup and indoor air EMR season. You get my drift, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
but
you,
But it's true. You know, you're not getting the vitamin E on your skin. You're indoors. You're surrounded by wireless technology, and you're eating a lot of sweets during the holiday. So this is a huge thing. I really want to make sure that people read the coronavirus vaccine as a source of dangerous invasion.
Okay, we'll be right back with Ingrid Castle, and she's going to announce who her guest is going to be when we return.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Open up our eyes and our heart. Let a light shine so bright, 'cause no one left here in the dark.
Hi there. This is Sally Alcorti. You're listening to Vaccine Free America, and my guest is Ingrid Castle, who is the host of the program that directly follows this. Ingrid, before we go to the video, would you be kind enough to announce who your guest will be this evening?
It's going to be Patrick Jordan with vaccinefraud.com.
Okay, fine.
And so RBN listeners know him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's a video that I had wanted to play because a gentleman by the name of Kevin Tuttle made such an exceptional speech at the ACIP, and that is the group that approves new vaccines to be added to the schedule. And this man is worth hearing, so please roll tape, as they say. Please, Ken.
Hi, I'm Kevin Tuttle, a former Air Force officer, father of two, as well as president of the Adverse Events Recovery and Information Center, which helps fund recovery to the people injured by your decisions. I sat down the other day to watch Netflix, and as happens to every middle-aged man, I decided to watch a World War II documentary. It occurred to me that while watching this, that you people are going to be in a heap of trouble when the Nuremberg Tribunal-like trials happen here after your crimes against humanity are uncovered. Because what history shows us is that truth prevails. My grandmother survived a Nazi regime that eventually crumbled due to what the world finally saw was happening, mass murder. Your tyrannical regime is also crumbling. The people are rising up against this slow Holocaust you're inflicting upon us. You can't hide the truth from parents who have witnessed vaccine harm. I read this week that your buddies at The WHO recently revised how adverse events after vaccination are classified, so that if a child with a heart condition, for example, gets vaccinated and then dies, it was his heart condition that caused his death and not the vaccine. Isn't that convenient? Tell me how that's ethical. It's shocking how a product that isn't safety tested, isn't tested for carcinogenicity or mutagenicity, and has no liability can be so revered amongst medical professionals. What you call science is simply marketing, and people are seeing through it. For instance, people know that acute flaccid paralysis is polio, triggered by the oral polio vaccine. Changing the name doesn't change the condition. Your lies are being uncovered. The lies that come from this board and the CDC cause far more sickness and death than measles, chickenpox, whooping cough, and all the other diseases there are vaccines for combined. Let's take a look at some of your lies. Your slogan of safe and effective. The definition of safe is protected from or not exposed to danger or risk. Effective means successful in producing a desired or intended result. Clearly, your products aren't safe since the Supreme Court ruled they were unavoidably unsafe, and countless testimonies prove their danger. I can only presume your intended outcome is to injure and kill, so I'll let you have the effective portion of that. You should be sued for misleading advertising. When you tell patients that they need Gardasil or they will get HPV, that is a lie. When you say the flu shot is the best way to protect yourself from the flu, that is a lie. When you tell the new mother that her baby is in danger unless it receives the Hep B moments after birth, that is a lie. Vaccines don't cause autism. That is a lie. Remember the Tuskegee experiment. Their lives could have been saved. But those in authority watched them suffer and did nothing to help, much like the Nazi leadership. How is what you're doing here any different? Your lies are catching up with you. I'd start worrying about that trial.
That was Kevin Tuttle, and I'm just thrilled that he spoke so plainly and so truthfully to a group of people who lie. It's just great to hear somebody hit it out of the ballpark, and that's what that gentleman just did. He's working to raise money for families with vaccine-injured children. God bless him.
Yeah, what a wonderful guy. Thanks so much for sharing, Sally.
Thank you, Ingrid.
It should inspire all of us.
Exactly. So, okay, goodbye for now, and we'll see you next week. And stick around for Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle. Sally L. Cordy signing off.
And then we're coming. You best start running. I hear we're coming.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.